KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's clear. We have 60 degrees in Atlantic, and we look for it to be sunny and breezy today with a high of 82. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, a man from Council Bluffs is dead following a motorcycle accident early this morning. Council Bluffs police say 29-year-old Jeffrey Crane died in the crash that happened at around 2 a.m. on the Nebraska Avenue on-ramp to Interstate 29. An investigation determined Crane's motorcycle was northbound on the I-29 on-ramp, but he apparently lost control, causing the cycle to leave the road on the curb. Crane, who was not wearing a helmet, suffered fatal injuries when he was thrown from the machine during the accident. Authorities say at this time it's unknown if speed or alcohol played a role in the crash. Police in Red Oak arrested two men in connection with a stabbing incident Sunday. Officials say 54-year-old Reggie Lynn Lukart faces a felony willful injury charge. 51-year-old Rodney Jean Lukart was charged with being an accessory after the fact. Both men are from Red Oak. The pair were taken into custody after officers in Red Oak were called to the 300 block of First Avenue following a report of a disturbance. Upon arrival, they spoke with the unidentified victim who said he had been stabbed. Red Oak Rescue transported the man to the hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries consistent with a stab wound. Reggie Lukart was located a short time later at his home and taken into custody. Further investigation determined Rodney Lukart took the weapon Reggie Lukart allegedly used to commit the stabbing and hid it at his home. Reggie Lukart was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 cash bond, while Rodney Lukart's bond was set at $2,000. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports 7 arrests over the past week. Late Saturday night, deputies arrested 71-year-old Corvus Mark Cooper of Orient for OWI first offense. Cooper was released Sunday on $1,000 bond. On Friday, Greenfield police arrested 68-year-old James Eugene Bakerink of Fontenelle for violation of a no-contact order. He was released Saturday on a recognizance bond. Also arrested Friday was 38-year-old Joseph Eric Funk of Fontenelle. He was taken into custody to serve a court-ordered sentence. On Thursday, 38-year-old Robin Corey Brazelton of Des Moines was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol on Interstate 80 in Adair County. Brazelton was charged with possession of a controlled substance and released later that day on a recognizance bond. And the Adair County Sheriff's Office reports 3 arrests took place last Wednesday. 23-year-old Francisco J. Bermudez of Des Moines was arrested by the Iowa State Patrol on I-80 in Adair County for possession of a controlled substance. He was released the following day on his own recognizance. 25-year-old Matthew David Alusi of Greenfield was arrested Wednesday on 2 warrants. He was released Friday on $2,000 cash bond. And 46-year-old Lawrence Stanley Henry of Salt Lake City, Utah was arrested Wednesday by the Iowa State Patrol in Adair County. Henry was picked up at the rest area near mile marker 80 on a prescription drug violation charge. He was later released on $1,000 bond. Police and Council Bluffs hope the city will investigate a significantly larger headquarters for the department. Police Chief Tim Carmody said that his department is doing the best it can with its current 19,000 square foot building, but more space is needed. Currently, 3 lieutenants share the same desk on different shifts, and investigators have to be careful when interviewing suspects because everything said can be overheard in a neighboring interview room. Carmody says that for a department the size of Council Bluffs with 113 officers and 25 civilians, experts recommend an office between 45,000 and 55,000 square feet. The city council will discuss hiring a firm to assess the department's needs at its meeting later today. In the funeral announcements, Shirley Robertson Cox, age 83, of Papillion, Nebraska, died Wednesday at the Papillion Manor. Memorial services for Shirley Cox will be today at 10:30 at the beautiful Savior Lutheran Church in La Vista, Nebraska. Joseph H. Newell, age 95, of Anita, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Joseph Newell will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Neva Clark, age 99, of Coon Rapids, died Wednesday at Thomas Rest Haven. Funeral services for Neva Clark will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Mary Lou Ranney, age 67, of Messina, died Thursday. Funeral services for Mary Lou Ranney will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Raymond William Voss, age 93, formerly of Messina, died September 4th in Colorado. Graveside services with full military rites for Raymond Voss will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church Cemetery in rural Wyota. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Glendale Edna Armstrong, age 96, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Saturday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. A massive Christian burial for Glendale Armstrong will be on Wednesday at 11 o'clock at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold is in charge of the arrangements. Alice Bloom, age 89, of Manila, died Saturday at the Manila Manor. Funeral services for Alice Bloom will be on Wednesday at 1:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Wayne D. Hansen, age 83, of Audubon, died Sunday at Eventide Lutheran Home in Denison. Funeral services for Wayne D. Hansen will be on Thursday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Donald James Lockery, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Donald Lockery will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Gary Gross, age 64, of Logan, died Saturday at Community Memorial Hospital. A massive Christian burial for Gary Gross will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Robert Blankenship, age 87, of Cumberland, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Celebration of life services for Robert Blankenship will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Cumberland, with Steen Funeral Home of Messina in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic, the prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.